AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President J.D. Vance is visiting a newly opened center in Israel for civilian and military cooperation.
This is difficult. This is not going to happen overnight.
Vance says the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is going better than he expected, but getting back hostages won't be easy.
Some of these hostages are buried under thousands of pounds of rubble. Some of the hostages, nobody even knows where they are. That doesn't mean we shouldn't work to get them, and that doesn't mean we don't have confidence that we will. It's just a reason to counsel in favor of a little bit of patience. This is going to take a little bit of time.
Vance will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials and is expected to stay in the region until Thursday. Hamas says it has recovered the remains of two more hostages and plans to hand them over tonight. Pilots aboard a commercial jet mistakenly thought someone was trying to breach the cockpit, leading the flight to return to the Omaha airport less than 40 minutes after departing for Los Angeles.
After Command 30, fleet dispatch called back, advised no emergency. There was a staffing issue to cancel officers.
The pilots heard some static sound over the intercom, and they mistakenly thought it meant someone was trying to break in. Tropical storm Melissa formed in the Caribbean as forecasters warn heavy rain, flooding, and strong winds could hit Haiti and Jamaica later this week. Police in New York City released images of a woman wanted for questioning after an infant girl with her umbilical cord still attached was abandoned at a busy Midtown Manhattan subway station. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has entered a Paris prison to begin serving a five-year sentence. He was convicted of a criminal conspiracy to finance his 2007 election campaign with funds from Libya. Warner Brothers Discovery confirms it has received buyout offers and is considering its options. There are growing reports of a potential bidding war. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The air is not clean in India.
By Tuesday morning, New Delhi's air quality index had climbed above 350 in several neighborhoods, a level considered serious and dangerous to breathe, according to the WHO. Some of the capital's most iconic monuments could hardly be seen as a grey haze enveloped streets, high-rises and historical monuments. Delhi resident Mulchand Gujar tells the AP, I cycle daily for 40 miles and also run. I can tolerate this pollution, but this is very harmful for the public and children who have breathing problems. While Vitant Pashkande, a tourist visiting New Delhi, appeared surprised by the heavy smog. He says, I've never seen anything like this before. We can't see anything here because of the pollution. India's top court last week eased a blanket ban on firecrackers in New Delhi during Diwali. I'm Charles Dilazesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.